This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Still to come here tonight, we've got the price gouging story, Mark, that you wanted to tell us. We were just talking about the hurricane down in Houston, or the that area of Texas. Tremendous flooding, according to one of our last callers. You're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Back to Ricky. He was just telling us about something that happened to him in the bank recently. You'd said that you had
today.
Gone in today. You'd gone in with a duster and a hat on of some sort.
Right, I got my wide brim hat that I always have on, of course, for obvious reasons. That
no, this was in Philadelphia?
No, Northeast PA. I'm about 3 hours.
So like Scranton?
Yeah, I'm like 3.5 from Philly. No, more towards, I was in Monroe County.
Small town? Know? Is this a small town?
Where this happened, it's a town trying to be a city, and this fails at both. I don't live there.
Okay.
Now, what happened is...
Were you also wearing sunglasses when you entered the bank?
No.
Okay, got it. So, hat, okay. Duster, no glasses. Go ahead.
Right. Now, nothing weird. Anyways...
How often do you enter this bank wearing this hat?
What's that?
How often do you enter this bank wearing this hat?
Always.
All right, fair enough.
But that's not an answer to the question.
Specific meaning that you understand all too well, Mark.
If you did it once, then you always did it.
I never take my hat off when I'm in public.
You've been to this bank before, though.
Absolutely. Okay. My bank.
All right.
Okay.
Now, so what happened?
Okay.
Now, I have to move on. Oh, quick point. Sheriff Joe, this is why that happened. Trump did that. It's no surprise.
Let's not get distracted. Keep focused on the subject here.
Tell us about Sheriff Joe.
We can do Sheriff Joe any old time. Now, you tell me what happened at the bank.
Okay, here's what happened. I'm sorry about that. I go in there. I do my business, do my bank of business. I had to make a withdrawal, whatnot. And I had a question, I'll help you to help this. So I go over there, and I ask him a simple question, very simple. I said, now, I'm expecting, something in the future. I said, now, as far as some money coming in possibly. So I want to know, now, if there's a civil war, okay, question, how's the bank set up for that, to do my banking business and whatnot?
You asked the teller if what the bank's policy was during a civil war?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, can I do my banking business? Is there going to be problems? I'm sure you got different accounts of different people.
Who did you ask? Was it a teller or was it one of the customer service agents?
No, it was at the help desk.
The help desk, okay. And you said, I'm just curious.
Of course this is going to cause problems. You realize this, right?
No.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, why would it cause a problem? It's just a crazy man asking about what the bank's policy
when
is during the Civil
War. When you open a checking account, they ask you if you're a terrorist. It's a bank. They're paranoid. You can't go asking about what they're going to do during a war.
I don't think that suggests that he's going to start the war or that he was going to...
It does to a bank. It might not to a reason. Noble human being, but we have to realize that we're dealing with a bank.
Ricky, I want to thank you two times. First, I want to thank you for asking the teller what to do in a civil case of a civil war. And second, I want to thank you for calling in and telling us.
But that wasn't it. There was more. You didn't hear the
rest. Yeah, let's hear the rest. Go ahead.
Okay, let me finish it up. Okay, so what happens is they ask around. There's nobody. And the manager. Nobody knew the answer. And the manager's out on lunch. And I had to leave. So I you know, I'm ready to leave, and all of a sudden somebody comes behind me and says, hey, you. I said, excuse me, who is that? Look, I can't see you. Who is behind me? And he says, Ricky. I'm like, I said, who is it? He says, Joe. I said, hey, how you doing, Joe? What's up? He said, there'll be no Civil War talk here. I said, what are you talking about? What's the problem with that? You know, I have no clue, and I know what this is about. I had a run-in with this guy, if you remember, it was maybe 2 years ago. I had an issue with the same guy, and here was his boss, actually, gave him the brilliant idea when it came to me open carrying in the bank, if I chose to do so. You know?
Okay, so let me see if I'm following you, because sometimes it's very difficult to follow you on what you're saying.
Good. It's the same
so let me
guy.
See if I've got this straight.
Hold on.
You're saying that the employees asked around about your question about what about a civil war. Then some guy says your name from behind you. You weren't sure who it was, but then you figured out it was this guy, Joe. Does this guy work at the bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's basically the garbage man there. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
He takes care of the garbage?
He's the janitor?
No, he handles delinquent accounts and stuff. He's
that kind of garbage. Okay, gotcha.
So basically the end of the story is what happened is there is a good ending to this. So he grabs a hold of my arm. Luckily, I'm not Antifa, you know, and I'm just me. That's no problem. He wants me to go outside. I said, I'll do what I want. You know, there's a real problem here. I was leaving anyways. Anyways, the fact of the matter
is, why did he escort you out of the bank? Did he feel like you were making a scene?
Oh, no, he didn't do that because he didn't get to escort me out of the bank because I punked him out and forced him in his own office with his tail on his legs. I was going to leave. So what then happened, the communications officer came out, talked to me, and, you know, we went past that there. And what it was, he didn't see any of this. He was upstairs. They couldn't find him. So what it came out to at the end of the day is he didn't see any of this. The girls told them that he's not saying anything. That's a general question. This is banking business. He's saying that that's not banking business, what I'm talking about. And it definitely was.
What was the fun? Did they finally give you an answer?
Actually, it did. He was able to. I didn't even need the manager because he's even higher than her. He gave me the answer. You know,
what's the answer?
Well, I found out that they have all this stuff, not at that location, all the accounts and all that, on a backup that's out. I don't know if I caught us off the grid or whatnot, at another location. They got that.
There you go. So they've got the accounts backed up. So in case the Civil War bombs out the inside of that branch of the bank
in Northeast Pennsylvania,
then they have another one somewhere else. Thank you for the call, Ricky. I appreciate it. Boy, now we are all better off knowing that the banks have backups.
Now, see, if the insurgency wins, though, banks being subsidiaries of the United States federal government, specifically of the Federal Reserve, that institution won't exist anymore to give you your deposits back. So there's that.
You'll have your money on deposit in some form or another. They'll have some kind of continuity.
Well, I mean, Melanie does bring up the point that the banks do kind of exist at the pleasure of the whole Federal Reserve system, and it does raise the question of, you know, what would happen if
the Federal Reserve went away? It would be a terrible idea if you were to create a new nation, and that new nation had some kind of central banking system with fiat currency, and you didn't match the currency of the people in that bank.
Oh, okay, yeah, so if you set up a almost identical government, then yeah, it'll probably be somewhat seamless. But then that kind of defeats the point of fighting a civil war.
If you didn't destroy the government in total, the U.S. government wasn't destroyed in total, which seems highly unlikely, just Northeast Pennsylvania goes, it secedes or whatever. I'm not entirely sure what Ricky imagines is going to happen, so I can't come up with a
Well, didn't Ricky think it was going to be a race war? In which case, you're not talking about a government fighting a government or whatever.
I don't know that Ricky said that.
I'm thinking about previous calls of Ricky's.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like Ricky's talked about a race war in the past.
If it's just one...
Would that be a civil war, or does it have to be governments fighting governments, or is it just anybody within a country, any two groups within a country?
If you have a separatist movement of some sort, then you have a civil war. If you have people fighting each other, it's a civil war. Civil war is a war inside of a country.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So yes. But
a civil war doesn't necessarily mean the Federal Reserve itself would be in jeopardy.
Well, if the United States government still exists, then the bank would still have deposits in Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
And even if the bank is now on foreign soil, it could still pay out in Federal Reserve notes.
You could, that's for sure. Let's talk to get our dose of bigotry for the day from Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Melanie, and Mark. How are you?
Hello, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what's on my mind, first of all, did you hear me on Alex Jones?
I don't listen to other radio shows. I don't even listen to this show often as I should.
Well, he agreed with me that the Jews do control tremendous power, but I just didn't call about the Jews tonight.
Does that mean that he's in control? Does that mean that the Jews control Alex Jones?
Well, they control all the media in this country.
So what's the point of even calling? I mean, if the Jews are in control of Alex Jones...
Why are they letting you talk?
Hold on, Scott. We'll let you answer that question here in a moment.
Apparently they're not.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Still to come, the so-called price gouging going on in Texas. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now, because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm.
Bulletblocker.com. It's a website that was set up by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks to protect kids in the case of school shootings. And now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could all save your life. The products are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S., and you've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. They're airport security-friendly. International shipping is available, the thinnest and lightest ballistic available on today's market. It's very flexible and concealable. And this isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. So bulletblocker.com, if the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, we go back to Scott, the bigot in Massachusetts. All right, Scott, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about Hurricane Harvey. I feel very badly for the people in the...
Were the Jews behind that, too?
No, the Jews are not behind that. But you said they're behind
all of the media, though.
Oh, there's no question about
it. Well, the hurricane isn't part of the media.
No, yeah, but he believes the Jews are behind everything.
No, the Jews control the media, but anyway...
Do they control the weather, though?
No. He's already said no.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Hurricane Harvey, and then you had 12 years ago, not very long ago, Hurricane Katrina that hit New Orleans. The point I'm making is that there's been so many numerous hurricanes, tornadoes, other natural disasters hitting the United States. It's more than just coincidence. The point I'm making is the end times for America are here.
Oh,
God hates America. And the reason why God hates America is for its abortion, homosexuality, pornography.
So wait a minute.
They don't have that anywhere else.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you do know that hurricanes and, like, earthquakes and things like that, and typhoons, and those things happen.
Well, so does abortion and gay people and pornography.
So, I mean, are you sure, Scott, that hurricanes are hitting the United States more often than the rest of the world? Because I don't think there's any real evidence for that, is there?
Well, the terrorism hits the rest of the world. This world has had it. It's going to, in the next 20 years, 30 years at most, hopefully Jesus Christ will come to earth. Yeah, I'm not saying this is a joke. I'm serious. I believe this.
You know, wasn't he Jewish?
What? Jesus Christ, I would like to say no. But
according to every historical record, religious and otherwise, says yes. So it's you against all that.
Just a minor detail there, Scott.
But anyway,
doesn't that bother you?
Yes, it does.
Are you anti-Jesus now?
I'd like to say that I have to believe in something. So I do believe that Jesus will be coming back to earth. And
he's going to think about a guy who is like you, who doesn't even like people just because of where they were born or what religion they have?
He'll curse me. He'll damn me. I'm a man like anyone else. I've sinned. The difference between me and myself and others is I'm not a hypocrite. Other people say one thing and they do another. I've sinned. Every human being, even the Pope has sinned. Every human being has sinned. A lot of that happened in my life was forced on me. You may say, well, you made a choice, but that's easier said than done. I do blame the Jews for stealing my money, $190,000. I'll always blame them for that.
Well, I mean, why do you have to blame all the Jews? Can't you just blame, like, Janet Yellen?
I blame international Jewish bankers, but I wanted to get back to this Hurricane Harvey. So America's cursed and damned through abortion, primarily abortion and homosexuality, perversion, selfishness, cruelty, greed, obesity,
diabetes. What about hatred? Why not include hatred in all of those curses?
Yes, hatred too, prejudice.
Yeah. Part of the problem. So you at least can admit that you're part of the problem then.
Yes. Question. I told you, I'm a human being. I'm a man.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean, just because you're a human being doesn't mean that you can't try to change yourself, that you can't try to improve how you believe about the world around you and the other human beings around you rather than just constantly spawning hatred towards them. I mean, you can admit, it seems, that that's... part of the problem. So you could choose to be part of the solution and try, connecting with human beings who look different than you and finding out that they're actually not that different from you after all, and that there really was no rational basis for you to hate them besides whatever reasons, you know, somebody lied to you about once upon a time.
I mean, do you think that regular Jews get messed over by the Federal Reserve, too?
Yes, but the...
So then why not just hate central banks?
Let me rephrase that. Let's talk about international Jews. And when I mean
international
Jews...
What the hell is an international
Jews?
You've asked them a million times.
Wait, there's a difference. Referring to people like the Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs.
You mean big money?
Like isn't
that's
an
right.
answer.
That's
it's
right.
not a definition.
There's a difference between them and a rabbi who runs a congregation.
Look, if I ask you what a bigot is, and Ian says somebody like Scott, that's not a definition to the answer, a definition to what a bigot is. It is pointing to a bigot.
It sounds like he's saying Jews with a lot of money are international
Jews. Is that
Jews.
What an international Jew is, a Jew with a lot of money?
Yes. Not
how much,
that,
how much money?
They, not only money, they have the power. They have
power.
For example, Lloyd Blankfein, who controls Goldman Sachs, is an international Jew.
Okay.
Another international Jew is Steven
I know
Spielberg.
I know you have these sitting by the phone, and you're just ready with a list of Jews you dislike. But that's not an answer to what an international Jew is. Now,
Jew is a Jew that has influence all over the world, like the Rothschilds, whether in America, Europe, Asia. They control their power knows no boundaries. It knows no countries. It knows no time zones. And that's
so.
What,
do you
like,
have a similar problem with wealthy, powerful Christians?
They yes, there are wealthy, powerful Christians, but they do not wield the kind of power that the international Jews control. Henry Ford made that very clear when he had the International Jew. He published it in the early 1920s, and also the Protocols of the Elders of Zion prove that there is absolutely a world Jewish plot to, a plot to control the world.
Well, it alleges that there is a world
it's
Jewish
pretty roundly dismissed as a hoax by just about everybody.
No,
but
I knew you were
if
going
you
to
believe
say
in
that.
The Bible and believe Jesus is going to come back in clouds, there's nothing I'm going to tell you that is going to dismiss that what you believe about the learned elders of Zion.
That's not a forgery. That's authentic. And the reason why it's authentic, Henry Ford said it was authentic. He was a genius. And Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf.
So no geniuses lie? Stalin was a genius, too.
Lie or tell the truth. Genius is a person who's right 55% of the time.
Well, that's
right.
Why they're that's why they're geniuses.
Right. And, so that's not no guarantee.
Isn't there a problem like basing an entire belief system about somebody who was born a certain way or has a particular religious belief on somebody who told you something? I mean, that's what you're basing it on, some book or a couple of books that you picked up at some point in your life?
No.
I mean, what about actual experience? What about, you know, connecting with people and talking with them and actually trying to understand them? You've admitted on multiple occasions you don't do that, that you've never actually, like, sat down and talked to a black person or a woman or, like, all of the people that you hate.
No. I
never sat down and had a conversation with a Jewish person.
No, I don't, other than...
Well, how can anyone ever take you seriously? Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and I'm not suggesting that anyone does take him seriously. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. Also, I do want to let you know about Melanie's tax services that she has available to you, and also bookkeeping services. She's hanging out her shingle coming up for the 2018 tax season. But if you're going to be doing taxes and you got a business or you got a bunch of complicated stuff that, you know, you need somebody to handle, Melanie's the right person for it because she hates the state, unlike a lot of accountants who they know the state is their bread and butter, and so they, you know, don't really want to do anything to harm the state. Melanie would push the red button to eliminate the state tomorrow, I think. I'm speculating.
Yeah, I would push the red button however I had to push it.
Right. Which means she will be on your side when it comes to maximizing what you can keep for yourself, rather than giving it to the terrible state agents. If you want to get in touch with Melanie to find out more about her services, she's got a website. We've got a handy link that'll get you right to it over at tax.freetalklive.com. So I heard rumor that at least one of our listeners has already contacted you and has signed up as a client, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And so, again, you know, you start preparing for your taxes in 2018, in 2017, and Melanie knows the things that you need to do to be the most effective at that. Is that right?
Yeah, so if either you have a small business or you have some complicated stuff going on, you may have some deadlines of what you have to do before the end of the year in order to kind of have the least amount of money stolen from you.
Right, and if they don't contact you ahead of time,
to let you know,
you're just going to have to tell them in February, oh, sorry,
yeah,
I can't help you.
Do it differently next year, yeah.
So if you want to reach out to Melanie and find out how she can help you with your taxes, just get in touch with her through tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax.freetalklive.com. And we never really thought we'd have to make that subdomain, but
no.
But there it is.
I'm uncomfortable with it, but what are you going to do, you know? It's the best subdomain.
It's memorable.
People can spell it. They can't
spell
it.
It's short.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tax.freetalklive.com. Reach out directly to Melanie through her website, which will take you there at tax.freetalklive.com. All right. You take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, Mark's going to tell us about the ostensible price gouging or so-called price gouging going on in Texas after and during the hurricane. That's coming up. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We go to Tom. He's in Fort Mojave, Arizona, I believe listening to K-Talks. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. You just go right ahead, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, that last guy you had on there, that's
yeah.
A good reason for war.
A good reason for war?
Did you have that? You were talking to him. I mean, he was the reason for the Jews being hated.
He's the reason for the Jews being hated? Is that what you said?
You're misunderstanding.
I am. I'm not trying to misunderstand. I'm trying to understand. That's why I'm asking for clarification. What are you trying to get at here?
Well, all the hatred that he was spewing out.
Yeah.
You know, hating. I don't even know what a mainline Jew is. I really don't. I have a friend of mine that would have been very, very upset with that one. And she's Jewish.
Understandably so. I mean, he says some very distasteful and despicable things.
He did. I mean, you know, being upset because Jesus was a Jew. What was that? Everybody knows.
It seems strange, doesn't it? Yeah.
Anybody that reads the Bible.
Right. He ostensibly is a Christian. I mean, he described himself, or at least has described himself as a Christian.
He sounded like he was waiting for Jesus to return on the clouds, right?
Yeah.
If he is a Christian, I'm a good reason. He's a good reason for me not being one.
There you go. I think you're right about that. I mean, Christians, some of the Christians out there are really big turnoffs to the people who might otherwise consider joining their religion just because they just seem so hateful. They seem so unchristlike in their ways. I mean, Christ wouldn't hate people like that guy does.
No. I mean, yes, it says in the Bible, an eye for an eye. But like my wife keeps telling me, an eye for an eye. Well, that's Jesus' doing. He's the one that can do the eye for an eye. Nobody else.
Did Jesus ever preach that? I don't feel like, I mean, that
yeah,
doesn't...
That was Abrahamic law or something.
Like Hammurabi.
Yeah, that was the Old Testament, but he did kind of incorporate, by adoption, the entire Old Law a couple of times. He said he didn't come to abolish it, so you could argue that he did.
Yeah, that was in the Old Testament, you're right. But, I mean, I don't understand how this guy can sit there and actually say the stuff that come out of his mouth and believe it and then say he's a Christian. How do you do that?
I don't know, man. That's bewildering to me as well.
And so how I look at it is, you know, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, they're not... I don't look at them as religions as much as I look at them as genres of religion. Telling me you're Christian is like I ask you what city you live in and you tell me Europe.
Yeah, you got to prove you're a Christian,
there's
right?
Entirely different religions under the umbrella of Christian.
Yeah,
the religion
true.
That my boyfriend is, you know, he worships in a completely different God than some of the people
but he's a
who
Christian,
I've met in this.
Right? Self-described.
Well, yes, you know, that's what the people have been in the South. It's an entirely there's several religions under the umbrella term Christian. That's not
absolutely, and it's everybody's own doing. I mean, you want to be a Christian, that's up to you. You want to be an atheist, that's up to you.
Good call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for making it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I can't disagree with anything he said. I mean, Scott the Bigot is,
sounds like you should,
is so confusing and bewildering as to how anybody could think that way, but he's not, you know, he's not alone. There are people like Scott the Bigot out there in the world, although he's alone personally, because the only person who will tolerate him is his own mother. At this point, besides the fact that we take his calls.
Humans, he illustrates that humans do often hold dichotomous viewpoints at sort of the same time.
That they don't even realize.
Right. So they can simultaneously believe two exclusive things.
Yep, that's true. Like, and it's confusing.
Jews are bad, but no, they're international Jews or something. I don't know.
And they love and the same person loves Jesus at the same time.
Who would be Jewish, yeah.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue here. Mark, let's talk about the price gouging, as it has been called, or as some others might put it, just market pricing in a situation where supplies are scarce.
Right. So I saw on Facebook different pictures of prices being higher in southeastern Texas right
yep.
now. I saw gallons of gas going for $8.76.
Mm-hmm.
I saw cases of water going for $20, $25.
I saw one $42 for a 24-pack.
$72 yep. for, you know, some 24-pack or whatever.
$2 a bottle.
And out of all that information comes this CNBC article, price gouging during Hurricane Harvey up to $99 for a case of water, Texas Attorney General says. There have been more than 500 complaints about price gouging during Hurricane Harvey over the weekend. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said this includes reports of up to $99 for a case of water, hotels that are tripling or quadrupling their prices, and fuel at $4 to $10 a gallon. There have already been more than 500 complaints. So those are the little key points at the top of the article.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sort of goes on here. These are things.
So Texas must be one of those places where they have anti-gouging laws, is the idea.
According to Paxton, these are things you can't do in Texas. There are significant penalties if you price gouge in a crisis like this.
So much for Texas and its business freedoms. We'll tell you about more about this coming up. Mark, you've got the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And you want to call in and share how you feel about so-called price gouging, because I think a lot of libertarians would say this is just the market at work, and it should be allowed to work this way. And we'll, I guess, talk about why it should coming up here in moments. And you can share your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-GSI-GOLD. 877-474-4653 or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, you need to know about our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. There are a whole bunch of features that you'll find there, and the other websites, other talk show hosts will charge you for. We give it all away to you. So you want to go back into the archives, all the way back to as far as 2006, you can easily do that anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. It's an exhaustive archive that literally would exhaust anyone trying to listen to it all. And it's all for free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. As we get back into the story here, Mark, you were giving us a headline from the Houston, Texas area after the devastation of the recent hurricane down there. People are reporting to the Attorney General's office about so-called price gouging. Where's the story from again?
CNBC.
Okay.
So the AG here is on the offensive, talking, you know.
He's going to rescue everyone, darn gougers.
Anyone who price gouges can be hit with a $20,000 fine per occurrence.
Is that a higher fine than fines usually are?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sounds pretty high.
$250,000 if the victim is someone over the age of 65.
Wow.
As for whether there will be a shortage of goods, Paxton
the
said...
The victim of price gouging.
That's right.
I love how the idea is there's a victim to somebody who just stopped into a store and saw a price tag and thought, gosh, that's a little more than I'd like to pay, or a lot more than I'd like to pay. That person's been victimized? And that's a whole new definition of
they
victim.
They either paid or didn't, right? So yeah. Who's the victim? Mm-hmm. The person who chose not to pay, or the person right. who did pay? I don't know, because it'd be hard to say that somebody who paid is a victim, because they chose to do
They chose
it.
To, yeah.
The person who didn't pay could have decided they were going to go down the road, yeah. and that might, you know, maybe they died of dehydration in between the two gas stations. I don't know. I suppose it's possible. But, you know, there you go. That's the situation.
Okay, tell me more.
Anyway, as for whether there will be a shortage of goods, Paxton said the big retailers are in the process of reestablishing supply chains as quickly as they can. Don't worry if you're very, very thirsty. Don't buy that price-gouging thing of water, because soon we will have supply chains set back up.
Which is why prices are raised in the first place, because if you walk in and there's a case of water for $4, like it usually is, somebody's going to be like, oh, let me buy 7. And then there's not going to be any left for all the other people who need it. But if they're $50, he's only going to buy 1 because he knows the price is about to go down. As soon as this store, who has people working in a disaster in the first place, gets all their stuff back.
Also, I guess the another thing you might think is, how difficult is it to get an employee into work? During a disaster, right? Mm-hmm. Like their home's been washed out or whatever. Maybe you have to raise wages to do that. Look, we'll give you triple time if you come in. How do you pay for triple time?
Raise prices.
You're just here for philanthropic reasons, so sell everything at the regular price. But my employees are here at triple time because I couldn't get them in otherwise.
So the business owner has to be a philanthropist, but not the employees.
That's the whole idea here, and it seems sort of ill-advised. I think that there's an argument on the non-price gouger side, the people that would be able to say things like, well, you can sell them a case of water at the normal price, but you only sell one. Now, of course, mom comes in and buys one, then dad comes in and buys one.
Yep.
Kids, each of the kids comes in and buys one, and they try to send the dog in with some money tied around its collar, or whatever they try to do.
The limitations don't work.
Well, I mean, it's a control in the marketplace, and then you're expecting somebody whose house has been destroyed by a natural disaster and is at work at triple time, possibly working 12-hour shifts.
Now has to argue with the customer you just walked in and walked back out. Like, no, why is that? No, the cashier's not going to pay for that.
So,
yeah, but what about the poor? I mean, you know, if the water's $50 for a 24-pack, how's somebody who's down on their luck supposed to afford that?
I guess there's a few arguments. They could, A, say, I really need some water. Can somebody get me some water? And that somebody will.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, they could plan ahead and have some water. I just went to Home Depot. I bought a case of 30 waters for $2.80.
Mm-hmm.
I took them to my jiu-jitsu studio, and I left them there so that other people who didn't have water might have some.
Yeah.
Now, if it had been $28.50, then I wouldn't have bought it.
Right.
But, you know, you could have planned ahead. Now, one could say that their house got washed out and their cases of water went with it. They'd be sealed, and maybe you should get them. I don't know. But planning ahead would be a helpful way to avoid price gouging in the future. What do they tell
for
us
sure.
in Florida when we were getting ready for hurricanes? They'd say, fill the bathtub. Have some water. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to have water for lots of different reasons. And water's a good idea. Get it now while it's
good.
Fresh, and when the floods come, it's not going to be. Everything's going to be contaminated, so, you know, do something about it. So there's that argument.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that in a situation where there is very low supply and very high demand, prices are going to go up.
Pricing is the way that the marketplace allocates resources.
Yeah, and it's a natural thing, and that when the government says that the natural raise in prices that inevitably would occur is not allowed to occur, all they're really doing is just punishing the stores, right? Because what's preventing somebody from buying that 24-pack of water at the standard price? So the government comes in and says, okay, you can't sell this 24-pack more than $3 or whatever the regular price is, or some. There's probably some percentage above the regular price that they'll allow, but not much. So you can't sell this at more than $5. So somebody comes in, they buy it at $5, and then they go out and they sell it at $5 a bottle outside. I mean, how's that going to get enforced on? They don't have a license. Nobody's going to. I mean, if there's some guy selling water on the side of the road, are they subject to the same rules as the, you know, the storefronts?
If they could be caught, but it's easier to catch storefronts because they're already there.
They have to stay there. They're in a physical location.
I think that what is misunderstood by people who advocate for this is that the stores will just be closed. The stores
what's their obligation to stay open?
The stores are open right now because they are now no longer regular stores. They are the gouging stores. Okay? And if you don't want to get gouged, don't go to the gouging stores.
Right.
You should have gone to the regular stores before the hurricane hit.
Long before, because the shelves would have been empty. I saw some of the pictures from some folks down there. I mean, there was, they cleaned those stores out.
I mean, or not stayed around for a hurricane, because you're demanding, I mean, think about the service that you're demanding. You're demanding that people stay in during a hurricane and in the aftermath of a hurricane.
In a category
and,
four
and
hurricane.
Provide you with goods and services. This is not like regular Domino's
right.
pizza.
You're
this
asking
is like,
them
I
to
want
risk
Domino's pizza to deliver during Katrina,
yeah.
but I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
You're asking for an extraordinary good and want the regular price.
Right. Wow,
that
that's
is
a great
ridiculous.
Way to. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, I think that is it is a great way to put it. There's no doubt about it. The one might ask, if you are a homeowner, just a regular homeowner that can't, for whatever reason, fill up your bathtub ahead of time, or the bathtub got contaminated with flood water, or whatever the reason might be,
mm-hmm.
maybe the upstairs bathtub might have been a way to go, and if you don't have an upstairs, whatever, maybe you should have five cases of water sitting in the garage, and you cycle through them.
Yeah, why not?
As things come through. In my case, I don't need to do that. I have three wells on my property, a hand pump. We've got fruit trees and pigs and gardens and all that other stuff. I don't need to worry about it. If the power gets knocked out, the generator goes on and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not a concern for me. But if you are in, I lived in suburbia. I know what it's like. I had enough room to put five cases of water aside. That might have been a really great thing to have. Then you could share with your neighbors, and they wouldn't have to go spend $25 a case. Now, I think the worst thing, the biggest atrocity here is that, like Melanie said, the Attorney General is now going to go after, businesses for providing extraordinary goods for extraordinary prices.
Yeah, it's terrible. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Ralph in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Okay, yes, hello, good evening to you. Now, I would like to tackle the issue of race right now.
No, really? Would you really?
I'm fully aware of what happened to Christopher Cantwell, okay? And I believe that that's very, very unfair, what the judicial system has done to Chris.
Agreed.
Okay? They never, ever prosecuted any of the white animals on the other side. Antifa? There's no prosecution for those animals.
Well, would we really know about it? I mean, because if they did prosecute one of the Antifa people, nobody knows who they are. You know what I mean?
This is where the Antifa has this protesting thing down.
Hold on, Ralph. Hold on. Bring it back.
This is where the Antifa people have it right. They wear masks over their face.
Yeah, and they're not going to do an interview, right? Openly,
right.
And identify themselves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. But Chris is proud of his despicable racist views, and, the state's come down on him. We're coming up.
Bitcoin Cash is on fire. It has rocketed past old Bitcoin, and many predict it can only go up from here. There is only one place that I know of to mine Bitcoin Cash, and that's pool.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the only place for all things Bitcoin. Wallets, news, forums, games, for the beginners to the expert, Bitcoin.com has all you need. It's the only place on the internet that you can mine Bitcoin Cash. Check them out today, pool.bitcoin.com. You don't want to be kicking yourself in a year wishing you'd made an affordable investment in Bitcoin. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment. From TrumpSilverStatue.com, loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.